astonishingly, or is it? Our Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta has admitted she's had no direct contact with the New Zealand ambassador to Russia since the Ukraine invasion. She's also made no contact with our staff in the Solomons since the Chinese... I don't know whether to laugh or cry since the Chinese cut their deal. National's Foreign Affairs spokesperson Jerry Brownlee dug these gems up in Question Time, and he's with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Do you shake your head?
Yes, a little bit, because the reason for keeping the embassy open in Moscow was concern over New Zealanders who were there who may be affected. And if that concern was so great, you'd surely want to be directly talking about what were conditions like. What are the people saying? How's it feeling on the ground? There was also concern about the embassy staff and what it would mean if they were to be leaving. So I just can't work that one out. I mean, it's you'd think that you'd want first-hand information.
Mm, especially if you're interested in your job. This would surprise even people within the Labour government, wouldn't it? Surely there must be a few of them in there that would go, actually, this isn't good enough.
Well, what you're relying on effectively then is third-hand reporting. So the ambassador to someone inside MFAT and MFAT to the minister. You know, these are not usual times. This is not a business-as-usual type engagement that we've got with our efforts to help Ukraine. And when it comes to the Solomons, I mean, the failure there was that diplomats did not appear to know what the Solomon government was up to. And, you know, it's a small country. You'd expect that they might have those contacts. And there might have been a question about, well, what were you doing?
Yeah, and she didn't ask that either. Is that part of the POTO, it's an operational matter approach? In other words, you know, ministers don't do a lot. They rely on officials to do the work for them.
Well, they do seem to have a very broad idea of what business as usual is. The reason you have people in these posts is because when something unusual happens, you've got direct contact with people on the ground. And so I don't quite follow it.
All you need actually, I mean, apart from the appointment of the job, all you need in all honesty is an inquiring mind, don't you? I mean, if you've got a phone and a person there, why, you know, just why wouldn't you want to know?
That's exactly the point. Otherwise, she just is relying, might as well rely on one of the major news outlets to give you all your information.
She was an unusual appointment at the time. Is she out of her depth?
Look, I'm not going to get into that. I don't think that's particularly helpful. I've known her a very long time. I just think she has a different way of operating, and I'm not sure that it's a particularly useful one.
We had Ron Mark on the program yesterday. He's just been in the Ukraine, of course. He said that part of the problem with his government is that they're so beholden to the United Nations. When he was in Ukraine, he literally didn't see a person from the United Nations. He was in the country, north to south, east to west. All of the faith-based NGOs on the border, they were full, they were operating, they were 24-7. He found one UN tent and it was empty. Is there something wrong with our entire approach to this? Should we be doing more or doing something differently?
Well, look, I've long advocated that we should have some respect for the multilateral approach, which is the UN, but we should have our own capacity to make our own decisions. We always claim that we've got an independent foreign policy, but, you know, the efforts that it took to get the government to even bring in a sanctions law that would allow us to sanction Russia just indicates a different view to some of us. I think New Zealand should protect its sovereignty by making its own decisions.
And of course, she announced the other day, this is Mahuta again, with that sanctions law, that they were thinking about Abramovich, and they don't know, not Abramovich, but Abramov, the guys up in the Northland area. But they haven't made a decision on that. They don't know how to make a decision on that, and they're trying to work through how many people it will impact in this country. So what's the point of the law?
That's a very good question, and one that I hope gets answered very shortly. I'm not holding my breath.
No,
I don't understand it. I mean, there's always a question when you sanction someone, what happens with the assets that are involved? Well, we should be doing what Britain are doing, just take them over.
Exactly.
It's, you don't have to have a whole lot of people around those others who are quite innocent of any activities, you know, taking losses or suffering.
Yeah, doesn't have to be complicated. Jerry, appreciate your time. Jerry Brownlee, good questions. And that's the value of parliamentary question time.